This podcast is made possible by thousands of dedicated listeners just like you. Be a part of this powerful three-decade legacy of evangelization by visiting materdeiradio.com or downloading the Hail Mary media app. And thank you for joining us on the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Indeed, the word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart." Yes, the word of God is living and effective today in my life and in yours. And that's the very reason why I'm offering this weekly podcast where I reflect upon the liturgical scripture readings for the Sunday Mass. So now, please join me on Faith Moments with Dina Marie as we break open the Word of God together, inviting His Word to change our lives forever.
Hi, this is Dina Marie of Faith Moments, and welcome back to our weekly podcast where we proclaim and ponder the Sunday Mass readings. We are now into the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time on this 21st of September, and the thread that I want to have you think about a bit as we're hearing again from Jesus talking about wealth is about eternal treasures. We're going to hear a little bit about where we put our treasures in this week's readings. I want to start with just this little reflection about this theme of wealth and where we focus our attention. Make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth. You're going to hear that in the gospel. What are we to make of this puzzling phrase? Jesus teaches us to have a proper disposition to temporal wealth. We must not seek from wealth a happiness that is not able to provide, nor make use of it for illicit gain, like those who cannot wait for the chance to buy the lowly for silver and the poor for a pair of sandals. Perhaps the first time those merchants fixed their scales for cheating, it seemed to them a very small matter. But the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. Fortunately, the one master, Jesus Christ, gave himself as ransom for all. With hands lifted up in holy prayer, we must become those trustworthy people to whom God entrusts great things. By using wealth properly as a means for the necessary goods of life and for works of charity, we act as prudent stewards and prepare for an eternal dwelling. Let us pray. O God, who founded all the commands of your sacred law upon love of you and of our neighbor, grant that by keeping your precepts, we may merit to attain eternal life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Amos. Hear this, you who trample upon the needy and destroy the poor of the land. When will the new moon be over, you ask, that we may sell our grain, and the Sabbath, that we may display the wheat? We will diminish the ephah, add to the shekel, and fix our scales for cheating. We will buy the lowly for silver, and the poor for a pair of sandals. Even the refuse of the wheat we will sell. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, never will I forget a thing they have done. The word of the Lord. Praise the Lord who lifts up the poor. Praise you servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, both now and forever. Praise the Lord who lifts up the poor. High above all nations is the Lord. Above the heavens is his glory. Who is like the Lord our God? Who is enthroned on high and looks upon the heavens and the earth below? Praise the Lord who lifts up the poor. He raises up the lowly from the dust. From the dunghill he lifts up the poor to seat them with the princes of his own people. Praise the Lord who lifts up the poor. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, First of all, I ask that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings be offered for everyone, for kings, and for all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. This is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and to come to knowledge of the truth. For there is one God. There is also one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as ransom for all. This was the testimony at the proper time. For this I was appointed preacher and apostle. I am speaking the truth, I am not lying, the teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. It is my wish, then, that in every place the men should pray, lifting up holy hands, without anger or argument. The word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do. When I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another the steward said, "And you, how much do you owe?" He replied, 100 cores of wheat. The steward said to him, "Here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonored steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So eternal treasures is this thread from Amos. You hear this recollection of the different people and how they're going to cheat their neighbor, how they're going to cheat in the economic system and take advantage of the lowly and the poor. And it says at the end of this prophet of Amos scripture, "The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, never will I forget a thing they have done." The Lord knows when we're trying to take advantage of, when we're trying to cheat others. It might be even in small ways, but if you get used to cheating in small ways, you're going to learn how to get to cheat in large ways. But if you learn in small ways how to give and how to sacrifice and to be fair, and in big things, you're going to be entrusted to be generous, to share, to be fair. We hear from St. Paul again, "This is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and to come to knowledge of the truth. And the one mediator is Jesus Christ." And he's calling us to this holiness. He's calling us to prayer, calling us to pray for everyone. That leads me to believe friend and foe, to pray for all, to pray for kings and those in authority, so that there is devotion and dignity. So there's this call to how we live as a disciple. And then Jesus is teaching again in these parables to the disciples. And just listen to the moral of the lesson, you know, the lesson that we're gleaning from this example. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. I think about as we learn as a child, right from wrong, good and bad, you know, sharing or hoarding. We learn little principles of how to care for another's property, how to not steal, how to be kind, how to share, how to look at maybe the littlest one in the sandbox and make sure that they're taken care of. You know, we can learn about those things growing up little, or maybe because we have a disordered or dysfunctional family, we may not learn those things. And so we may learn how to be dishonest. Maybe we're in a broken home. Maybe we're living in a where there's an alcoholic who's running the household. Maybe we're living in a difficult situation. And so we don't learn right from wrong. And so there's the person who learns about to be dishonest in small things will then be dishonest in great things. If they don't learn to be corrected, if there's not a correction, if there's not a way of a transformation. And that comes with knowing the truth. And so each and every one of us have to ask the question, well, how do I treat wealth? How do I look at things? How do I look at power and control and prestige in my life? Is that something that I want to have control over, that I want to lord it over others, that I'm willing to take advantage of others in order for me to have more, to gain more? You can't serve two masters. Which will you serve, God or wealth, God or mammon? Accumulation of things. See, as we detach from things, we have the opportunity to be filled more with God. And that's eternal treasures that we'll be filled with if we choose to follow the Lord, if we choose to be trustworthy in small matters. The Lord is going to entrust us. You know, the greatest thing that the Lord can entrust us, one of the greatest things that I can think of, is the soul of another, that we can help souls get to know Him and to grow closer to Him. Maybe those souls that are potentially going to be snatched into heaven, we may be the one intercessor, and the Lord's going to give us the opportunity to cooperate with Him, to redirect a soul to Him that could be in peril. What a privilege. What a treasure. I mean, the greatest treasure are souls of people. That's why we pray for the souls of the dead. That's why we pray. Their bodies have deteriorated. Our loved ones who have died, those who have perished in these horrible incidences, just in our own world, in the last few weeks, we see of all sorts of violence. And yet, what's the best thing that we can do is pray for those souls. Pray for their souls. Intercede for those souls to be in heaven and to serve the master of the Lord, and to bring those souls into God's presence through our prayers, through the prayers like St. Paul urges Timothy and urges us, you know, to offer all of our prayers. In fact, he says, it is my wish. I love this line. I mean, just think about if you visualize what Paul is saying, that in every place, the men should pray, lifting up holy hands without argument or anger. You know, we don't pray with anger. We pray with love. And that's what we're called, this love. There's no room for hoarding, for dishonest wealth, for trickery, for lies and cheating, when we're filled with love, when we're filled with charity, when we're filled with joy, the joy of the Lord. Let us pray. God of all goodness, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our peace. Deepen in us the will to pray and to live for the peace of your kingdom in every aspect of our lives. We ask this through Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen.
You have been listening to Faith Moments with Dina Marie, reflections upon the liturgical scripture readings for the Sunday Mass. New podcast episodes are released weekly through the generous support of Mater Dei Radio. To learn more about Faith Moments with Dina Marie, visit me online at dinamarie.org. That's dinamarie.org. May you have a blessed week.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend. You can support this vital mission of evangelization through materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for helping us lead souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.